Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the TheoryCast. I'm Douglas Satuca alongside Mike Garafa and Andrew Badami here filling in for the absent Ben Dixon after a little Super Bowl layoff. He's taking his personal day. Respectable. You know, the guy watched the whole thing. Big sports guy, as you guys know. So he'll take his day off, but we're here doing another show. We've got a couple topics on the slate today. We're going to talk, let's start with fake deaths. Yeah, so we were talking about this one before we got on the air, and there's a couple guys in particular that we want to highlight.
Yeah, there's we definitely rambled about this for a few minutes, but we want to talk about Elvis, Michael Jackson, and Tupac. Definitely a lot of things swirling around that. I mean, it's all, obviously, this is the theory cast, so it's all just in theory, and this is one of the ones that have, like, the least amount of proof to it. But there's a lot of weird stories out there, Andrew. Yeah. I know you have them, but there's a lot of weird stories out there that could possibly prove these to be true.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people who believe that these people are still alive. Mostly fans, though, that are just like in denial that these people that they love are dead.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I watched a few videos on it a few years ago of Elvis and like spottings. There was like a homeless person found in Los Angeles in the there was a homeless man and they thought, wow, this guy looks a lot like Elvis. Wait, I think they did a DNA test on him and it seemed to be like a pretty accurate match. And I was like, what? And then they also said that his age was exactly the same as Elvis would have been.
Yeah. I seen one of Michael Jackson at his own funeral. Just a guy that had it was actually a girl that had a similar chin, and they think it was Michael Jackson dressed up as a girl at his own funeral.
I mean, he could have done some plastic surgery on his face. He already did it once. Maybe he does it again, well, changing his appearance. We really have no idea.
He does do a lot of makeup. There's a lot of things of him. He just likes to dress up in makeup.
So exactly.
He can go out in public and not be him, but he gets found out because he's pretty bad at it.
It's very interesting. I mean, there's a story here saying one of his family members said, wow, that album sounds very familiar. This was after he passed. They must have released another album with his music.
A posthumous release? Yeah.
Maybe a cover or maybe his his music after he died that was not released.
Yeah, they have a lot of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, she said that it sounded just like him, but if it's just unreleased music, then obviously it's
right,
him,
then
right?
It is him.
But I mean, but maybe she's saying that it was that she believes that he's still recording. I don't know, but they it's interesting because they were not able to identify the actual like the singer of it. They said that they lacked actual knowledge of the identity of the lead singer.
Yes,
on the
about
album,
the Michael album. Yes, there's like three tracks called the Casio tracks that a guy, his friend Frank Casio, who lives in New Jersey, they said he recorded these songs back then, and they gave it to Sony, but it turns out it was actually like a person, an impersonator that sounds like him, and his family blew it out of the water, and his fans, and they're still in a lawsuit with that.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Wow, so what if it is MJ?
Yeah.
Well
there's also that weird performance that happened a few years ago. Remember when he was like hologram?
Yeah, here it is.
That was strange. I mean,
what are you talking about?
Like they had a hologram of Michael Jackson on screen performing.
Well, they had the hologram of Prince at the Super Bowl last year with
that wasn't really a hologram.
Yeah, that was different.
Oh, actually, I do remember that.
Wow. They also had a hologram of Tupac at Coachella a few years back, and that was really realistic too.
Yeah. So I mean. Why don't we have that for other people? Why are we doing it for just them? The ones
well,
that they're
I mean, because they are one of the most famous
people.
Well, yeah, but
people.
I mean, we could but do that for Babe Ruth. Have a Babe Ruth thing in a baseball
game.
You can,
but that's not what the MLB is looking for.
Yeah, right. But David Bowie, you could do that with David Bowie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's unreal. They could do whatever they
but
want.
They,
technology's so advanced, you can
they,
do that kind of
but
stuff.
Mike's trying to say that the people that they think faked their death have holograms, but not the people that they know died.
Don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know. It's
are
not
we
like
on
I've gone
something?
Into.
I think we're.
I mean, I haven't gone into depth on like who's gotten holograms made of themselves, but the people who we have conspiracy theories for, if they actually died, we've seen holograms of them performing. I mean, or it could just be a coincidence that we have the conspiracy theories because of that. So people are like, "Whoa, maybe he's actually still alive." But it's really strange. I mean, Michael Jackson was. I mean, he was going. I mean, it's not like he was making music anymore that much. I mean, he was kind of just...
Well, he was preparing for a concert.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like he was in his prime like Elvis was, but
no.
I mean, or as close to as Elvis was, but Michael Jackson's not as plausible as Elvis. Maybe Elvis was kind of dropping out. But another thing that I maybe you could think of as a possible one is maybe XXXTentacion last year died.
Oh, and then
because there's all these songs that are coming out now, and I mean, yes, they're pre-recorded, but
he's a young guy. You don't know if he was. You don't really know what these artists,
they
especially
really,
when they're young rappers, you really don't know. They're
but
maybe he just
also
wanted to get out of the game without really knowing about it. And people didn't want to. And
also, that had that live stream from before he died, where he said, "No, just an actor who played me dead," and then people like found it and then posted it after he died, pretending that he's still alive.
I mean, I don't know.
Very, very.
Whatever, this Michael Jackson article is from the summer of 2018.
Yes, the
and they say that the
singer is not known.
The Serovis case against his production and Edward Casio.
Yes,
and another guy is still continuing. So I mean that's still ongoing.
That's about music and whose vocals they are, if they're impersonator or if they're actually Michael's. Because this guy says they're recorded in his basement from 2000 something, like 2007.
Wait, Jackson recorded in the basement with the guy?
Yeah.
Or they're saying that he recorded it in
his
basement?
His friend, Casio, that's his last name, said Michael Jackson was in my house staying, and then in the basement we made like a makeshift recording studio, and he sung this whole song. I think the songs were Monster.
Yeah, it's Monster, Keep Your Head Up, and Breaking News.
Breaking News, yeah. They sound like him, but if you're like Michael Jackson connoisseur, I guess, if you're like really obsessed with him, or
big words,
yeah. Well, some people are, and they're like, and his family too are like, this does not sound like my brother. This does not sound like Michael Jackson I know. So, yeah, that's pretty much what that's about. About whose vocals are there?
Yeah, I mean,
they think it's this guy like Jason.
I just don't think that like Michael Jackson is just what. Why would he be in that position to fake his death?
Well,
like, what?
No, because he wanted. Michael Jackson is a crazy guy. I mean, like, he's been talking about, like, his life got, like, down in the dumps. I mean, like, if he wanted to fake his death, he would do it. Like, he's the guy who had the ability to do it. He had the money, and he had the knowledge, too, because he had people working with
him. But why wouldn't he just die?
Why would he?
Just to get out.
I mean,
I don't know if the death was planned either. We have no idea. The whole story is that he overdosed on medication given
by his
doctor. But that's, we have no idea.
But apparently the night before he had a call with someone and he says they're going to kill me, and he thinks that the production company was trying to kill him.
So here you go.
Working him to
death. This is where this gets.
And I do have the phone call.
This
of that.
Is where it gets.
It could
spicy.
Be it could be a suicide. It could be
it could be a planned murder.
Him actually not knowing what's happening with the medication, which I highly doubt.
No, he did, cuz they said Michael Jackson asked many doctors for this thing called propofol, which is just meant to knock you out if you're getting surgery, and is not meant to make you sleep.
So there you go.
But he also went doctor shopping a lot. They said that like before they during the autopsy, he had like basically like adrenaline in his blood, like a drug of adrenaline, just to get him full of energy for the show, because he was like dying.
Hmm. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, all this weird, like, fake death stuff. I mean, the same could be asked with Elvis. You know, why would he want to do that? Why would he want to leave in his prime? I mean, Elvis died on the toilet. That's, like, really weird. I mean, of all the ways to fake your death.
But where are the bodies?
Right. Well, that's
didn't the they pressure. Just do? Didn't you tell me they just did an autopsy
you
and they
fake an autopsy?
Yeah,
report.
And they didn't have an open casket because they claimed that his face got messed up during the autopsy.
Well, there we go. It's just out of control.
Exactly.
This is out of control.
You could fake an autopsy report if you have somebody.
You know what?
You pay
these autopsies should be videoed.
They should. Video and release to the public.
You don't need to release it. You just need to have it as proof that
you're doing. The autopsy doctor talked about it and said there's a lot of stuff wrong with Michael Jackson, but he could also be in on it.
Yeah, they could have paid him. Michael Jackson had a lot of money. If he had the money to pay for a drug
that
could kill him like that.
I don't think Michael Jackson had zero money.
All right, well, I mean, like, he may have. The family has money, obviously. So
yeah,
I mean,
his family had money, but that's one of the things that Michael was like needed to do these like concerts. This guy was like $400 million in debt because of his ridiculous spending.
True. I mean, but I mean, if you think about it now, I mean, he may be dead already if he did fake his death, and I think we would have heard about it, and wouldn't he have came out by now? I mean, I don't remember when he died. It was a long time ago.
No, when did Michael Jackson?
Well, some people just escaped to, like, an island.
I was, like, 8, so...
That was a long time ago.
2010, because you would have been 8.
No, I think it was June. I think, because I remember it was over the summer, so it might have been, like, June, July, something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would wonder maybe he would have come out by now, but...
And he didn't... I think he died young. I don't think he was that old. He'd probably be like...
He was very young. I mean, that people just trying to escape, I guess, the spotlight. We don't really know what goes on with these artists.
Yeah, you don't know what's in their heads.
Because you listen to the...
slandered all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you listen to the music by some of these artists now, and you're like, wow. I mean,
what's wrong with your head?
I mean, it's not even artists. Look at athletes. They suffer from mental disease as well. There's just so much that we just don't really know that's coming to the surface now that back then in the... before the 2000s, really was kept pretty much bottled up. You know, it didn't really come out. Everything's surfaced now.
Right now, Michael Jackson's having a lot of sex abuse scandals coming out. Like these kids, adults.
Well, there's a lot of sex abuse scandals.
Well, I mean, Michael Jackson seems like a guy that might be a candidate for that kind of stuff. Just look at him. Look at the way he acts.
Judge a book by its cover.
They said,
well, you know what? Judging a book by its cover often tells what's inside the book.
That's true.
Yeah, I just made that up on the spot.
Good job.
Wow. You know what? I was about to cut that right out of the podcast if it didn't work, but it worked.
It worked very nicely. But, I mean, a lot of stuff you could talk about that for the fake death stuff. But the last topic of the day, which is another very interesting topic.
What about Elvis?
Elvis could be dead by now anyway. But
Tupac?
They're living in Cuba.
Slightly low on time. But, I mean... People talk about all the time, is the government watching you? Are they watching everything we do?
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of proof. I mean, the amount of things that can prove it. I mean, there have been times where I'll talk about something, like to my mom. Like, I don't even remember what it was, but yesterday I was talking about something with her, and all of a sudden I go and look at my phone, and on Instagram there's an ad that, like, shows that. And I'm like, what? I've never looked this up before. Why are you on
my phone? Yeah, that definitely does happen. Facebook, even though it's free... sells your information to ad companies, and they make a digital profile of you. And actually, a girl in Florida sued one of these companies because they figured out she was gay, and they had a gay cruise as, like, ads. And, like, she was like, how the hell did they know that I wanted to go on a cruise and I was gay? And she didn't come out.
It's really strange. I mean, like, before the podcast, we were talking about, because we heard, like, just in general, Doug was like, put a post it on the computer, because, I mean, there's lots of evidence. I mean, you could wonder, I mean, there's all these cameras on all of our devices. How do you know there's not somebody watching it all the time?
And microphones, too. I mean, your phone has the Hey Siri and the Alexa and the Google.
Like, last night, we were watching TV show, and someone said, seriously, my mom's phone goes off saying, like, what's up? And I was like, what?
They have to be watching us.
I know Apple.
There's no way.
Apple's pretty big on privacy. They don't know your
password. Yeah, whatever. Okay. You know what? It's all false. You look up something on Google and your ads, whatever you look up, it's pretty much filters out what your ads are going to be for the next week or so until you look something else up. They're filtering your information that way. Alexa, I believe I have an Alexa in my house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're listening to everything.
Yeah.
Because all they're waiting for is Alexa, tell me this. But they're hearing everything you're saying.
Because
they're listening for Alexa. So that means that they've got to be listening for everything else,
too. That is how Google and Alexa have such good voice recognition and know exactly what you're saying, while Siri is so far behind. Because, like, they analyze everything they're saying to it, and it goes to someone, and they listen to it. They play it back, and they learn exactly what you're saying.
Well, did you watch the movie Snowden? Is that his name?
Yes. I didn't watch it.
Is that the movie,
though?
That's the guy's name, right?
Yes.
So, in that movie, they were showing a video of him. I think he worked with the government on something. I don't know. He was a genius, or he was a spy or something. I don't remember what he did. But he was in a department, and the guy was just watching some girl's computer through the camera and watching her, like, get undressed. So he was just spying on her while she doesn't realize her computer's open. So, I mean, if that's in a movie,
Is that real?
Do we know if that's factual? Is that just from Snowden? Is that
a true story? But that definitely happens.
It is a true story, but I don't know.
It could happen through hackers, but the question is it from the government that it's happening too? is the government,
and you'd
have
to assume it is, because but we don't know what the government's doing. We've spoken about this before, about time travel with the government, if they know more stuff than we know, and it's totally
they definitely do,
and it's just we're never gonna be
even though they have to publish the papers every 40 years, there's always pages missing. People notice because they're numbered, and they'll be like 13, 15, and then missing 14.
Classified information.
Yeah, that's why we've got all these documents that are redacted, because they don't want to show some stuff. I mean, the thought of that, I mean, that would be revolutionary. I mean, the amount of lawsuits that would happen if we found out that they were watching us all the time. I mean, could you imagine? I don't think anybody would be comfortable knowing that somebody's watching them all the time. Nobody. Because there's no way that nobody's keep that. Like, there are secrets that people are keeping that they don't want to be let out, whether how big or small it may be. But, you know, they could use it for anything. You could use it to prevent terrorism. You could use it to even for own pleasure purposes if you're that messed up in the head. I mean, it would be a really scary thing.
Recently, Apple is under fire because their FaceTime, there's a bug with it, and that you can see people's
cameras. They fixed that.
They fixed it, but like for – and it actually turned out it was since January 28th, someone reported it, and they put it underneath the rug, and they're waiting for the next update. And then everyone found out that you could see people's cameras and hear them through FaceTime before they answer. And now Apple on Friday, they just patched it up.
Really?
Yeah, there was. If you call some,
I think that's just more of a technical bug than it is. Because what does that mean? What does that matter?
It's an invasion of privacy.
No, I know, but I'm just saying to the government, from a government standpoint, I don't know if that really helps them in any way.
Maybe that was their tactic.
You get fake phone calls. Maybe they figured it out with that too. If you do the same thing with the phone. You never know. They might be able to call somebody, and then it ends up doing that where you can listen in on their conversations even if they hang up. Because it happened. I mean, if you let the phone ring, even if you decline it, if they figure it out and did it before you decline the call, they hear everything. But if you decline it before they actually did, I don't remember exactly what it was.
It was group FaceTime. So you'd FaceTime.
Yeah, you FaceTime. You would dial yourself or something.
And then you'll FaceTime yourself.
Yeah.
And somehow you would just be able to hear them. And then if they click decline, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah.
Like, see the front camera.
Wow.
It's scary.
It is terrifying.
If that got into the wrong hands, you could have people like stalkers who are calling people all the time and are watching them, and they don't even know.
And yeah, exactly. And they don't know if it actually happened yet, if anyone's actually been under, as they notice it actually happened. But I do know there's a lawsuit. Someone's trying to sue Apple saying that he's a lawyer, and then someone tried doing that to listen to classified information. But that's so far. Like, you have to have proof of that.
But, I mean, I think about it because the green light shows up on Macs. I don't know about any other computers, but on Macs, the green light shows up if the camera's on.
If you're a hacker, you'd turn it off.
Well, yeah, you could turn it off. But, I mean, I feel like Apple has a lot better security than some other computers.
Yes, they're very big on privacy.
They're very good. I mean, like with there was the terrorist attack that happened like 2 years ago. They wouldn't open the phone.
They would not open the phone. So, they had to get a hacker to open the phone.
Because they wouldn't do it themselves. So I feel like Apple's kind of a little more secure in that sense. But maybe they're doing it in their own way and they just don't want people to know. So they're throwing us all off the scent of the trail.
Yeah. Well, last week in Las Vegas, they had a giant ad talking about privacy across from CES, which was a technology show, and there was a huge ad talking about how Apple doesn't give away their information, and then the FaceTime thing happened. So they were trying to talk too big.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. This is just, it's a lot. You don't really know. It's all theory based. We don't really know. None of this could be true. It could all be true. We really don't know. But I do think that they have our information. They have to be watching us. Maybe they're not watching us all the time with cameras, but I think our phones are just...
Yeah.
Our phones, you're just giving them access to everything.
I wonder if the government's like, oh, this guy just came into the country and he has a sketchy background. Let's track him and watch
exactly.
Him.
Like, what if Apple is in with the government or something?
Yeah.
Like, we are so below the level...
To know.
Exactly.
Imagine being in on
it. They don't have to tell anything to us. I mean, they can tell us what they want, and they could leave out whatever they don't, you know?
Exactly.
And it's sketchy. It's not something that usually works in the United States, you know? It's not freedom, you know? You don't really know what's going on, but it's also protecting us in some ways. That's the thing. It could prevent against terrorist attacks, stuff like that, where where that stuff helps because you know and you're tracking exactly what the bad people are doing. But from our standpoint, what are we doing that's that bad? We're just living our life where we don't want some stuff to get out.
Exactly.
But really, they're not telling anybody. So you just, I mean, they know, but it's just in a file.
Yeah.
Or it might not be. You don't even know.
Yeah, well, you have no idea.
Facebook recently came out a while ago, but Apple disabled it on their phones, that teens would get paid $20 like a month if they allow Facebook to see what they're doing on their phones at all time. Like, not just on the internet, but, like, everything they do on their phone, like what they click.
Well, I mean, that definitely helps for advertisement purposes. I mean, that's how they make a lot of money, too. But if you're willing to give up your freedom that way and your rights on your phone,
Apple disabled it.
You can go make $20.
It's still enabled on Android phones. If you have an Android, you can get paid $20 a month from Facebook just for letting them see what your phone is doing. But that's, like, super...
Also, I just want to think about this. If you're on Facebook and you're tapping stuff, what's really the harm in them sending you an advertisement based on what you're tapping? Because you're on their app, where you're using their services and you're posting.
You're not on the app. Like, you can be on Google.
And it would go on Facebook?
Yeah, right. You could be looking up.
Okay, that's an issue.
You can be on Bloomingdale's looking at coats. Next thing you go on Facebook, you go on Amazon, you see ads for coats, like coats that are similar to what you're doing.
Because my idea was, it's similar to a school where the law outside the school may be different from the law inside the school, where the principal is kind of like Facebook and you're the student. You can use the app, but at the end of the day, the app should be able to see what you're doing on its app. The principal sees what you're doing in school and determines the punishment, where the app will determine what they want to give you to try and lure you back in for more material and advertise that way.
But the advertisements are tracking you
outside of the app, which is an issue.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And that's how they make their money. They sell digital profiles of you. Like, there's a, even if you think you're pretty private, they know more about you than you probably know about yourself. It's like crazy.
Well, there they go.
Very.
That's the issue.
Very scary.
That's a problem.
But good show today. Really was.
Very solid. Ben, we missed you, but Badami really stepping it up. He might have to be a weekly member.
We might have to incorporate.
Well, no, Liam, so yes. Ben, yeah. Badami's in. Ben could stay as well. Of course. I mean,
of course. Got it, Ben.
Ben's a beast.
Tomorrow will be the MLB whip around. We'll be doing the What If show later in the week. Hopefully we get in another podcast. If you didn't listen to the Freshman podcast, If you ever desire to hear a little bit of
the future,
yeah. If you want to hear a little bit of the future, you can go on the.
They figured it out. They're working, and if you guys heard our first podcast on SoundCloud,
it was not
probably
very,
start laughing.
Yeah, I remember listening to that the first time. It was pretty funny.
It was abysmal. That will do it for the third ever TheoryCast. For Mike Garafa, Andrew Badami, I'm Doug Latuca. We'll see you throughout the week on our other shows. Thanks for listening.